Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken for Friday, February 12th, 2021. Did you know that if Abraham Lincoln was alive today, it would be his 212th birthday, and his birthday is on 212? I don't know what kind of birthday this makes for Abraham Lincoln, but I'll bet if he was alive, he'd celebrate it like hell. We're brought to you by the great people in today's dentistry. Call 317. That's the kind of crap you don't get elsewhere. I'm telling you that. There isn't a radio show in the country that's going to tell you, or a Facebook show, going to tell you about Abraham Lincoln celebrating whatever kind of birthday this is, his 212th on 212. That's just the way it is. Take control of your dental health today. Call Dr. Mike O'Neill, 317-849-2933. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the odds of which quarterback they are going to target. You know they're going to have a quarterback that they don't have on their roster right now start a game right around Labor Day. Who's it going to be? Who are they going to deal for? The guy I think is a favorite, and I think this is kind of the leader in the clubhouse, I think that it's Carson Wentz because of the relationship between Wentz and Reich, the fact that Wentz has played championship-level football before, being a guy who is in line to be the MVP in 2017 before he got hurt. I think that Carson Wentz is the guy you look at as being the favorite in this race, and I've got him as a 2-1 favorite. Then I got Sam Darnold as 9-1. Sam Darnold's really, really talented. However, Sam Darnold in his three seasons as the starting quarterback for the Jets has regressed. 38 games he's started. He hadn't thrown for 300 yards a lot. Not once in 2020. He's had a game with a 100 passer rating seven times in those 38 games. This is a guy who has not shown an ability to lead a team either to wins or productivity through his passing game. There's no doubt he's got talent, and there's no doubt he's young. He's still not 24 yet, and he started three seasons in the NFL. You know what? Not to go all old school about Sam Darnold, but he's got bad face. You know what I mean? Face isn't going to win or lose you games. But you look at Tom Brady, and maybe it's because we've seen Tom Brady win seven Super Bowls. You look at Brady, that's a face you're like, all right, let's go win football games. Jim McMahon had that face. Let's go win football games. Billy Kilmer had that kind of face. You know what I mean? Peyton Manning, his face was okay, but Sam Darnold does not have the face of a starting quarterback that you're going to go to the huddle and say, I'm behind that guy, I'm blocking for this guy. He just doesn't. What are you going to do? Then I've got them trading up for Mac Jones. Mac Jones I've got at 10-1. Mac Jones is the most ready of the quarterbacks moving into this draft, and I think that includes Lawrence. I really like Mac Jones as a guy who could operate an offense. However, his physical tools are a little bit lacking. He is not Trevor Lawrence in the physical tool box area. Mac Jones has a really high floor and a little bit of a low ceiling. And so maybe you're going to be able to get him at 21, but if he's your guy, and if you haven't gone out and gotten Carson Wentz or somebody else, or maybe Matt Ryan, if you go out and get Matt Ryan, you might hang out at 21. And if Mac Jones falls to you, you think, okay, this is our guy of the future. We're going to go with Matt Ryan for a couple of years, and then Mac Jones is going to step in and take the reins. Maybe you do something like that if somebody falls to you at 21. But if Mac Jones is your guy and you don't sign anybody, you don't trade for anybody, wow, you would have to be a hell of a poker player to wait around to 21 to take your guy instead of trade up for him and make sure that somebody else doesn't do it first. Chicago Bears, for instance, who draft at 20. Speaking of the Chicago Bears, Mitch Trubisky, I got it 25-1. Mitch Trubisky is really talented. Mitch Trubisky is not a bad quarterback. You can figure out how to win games with Mitch Trubisky. Granted, he is a guy who has mental lapses periodically and throws the raw at the wrong time to the wrong area. But you know what? Maybe somehow you can help him navigate that. The Bears, they're not going to commit to Mitch Trubisky long term. That isn't going to happen. And so he's going to be available. And with his physical, would you rather have Sam Darnold or Mitch Trubisky? Me, I'd rather have Trubisky. I think Trubisky's got all the talent that Darnold's got, and he's shown he knows how to use it at a slightly better level. I know, you know what, that's going to, you think, what is this guy, an idiot? I don't think I am. I watch football. Jacoby Brissett, I got it 35-1, just in case, you know, Chris Ballard falls asleep and wakes up on June 1st. He's like, what the hell do we do? There's Jacoby Brissett, who is going to be signed as a free agent, but I don't know by whom, and I don't know for how much. He'd be a hell of a backup for the Colts, though. But you can't pay him $15 million a year. Dak Prescott, I got it 60-1. You'd love to have Dak Prescott even coming off the injury, but the Cowboys aren't going to let him go. They aren't going to, you know, replate. They're not in a rebuild situation. They want Dak Prescott, and I don't know whether they've got the cojones to franchise him again, but I think they're going to sign him to a long-term deal. I got Deshaun Watson at 20-1, or 200-1, because the Texans are not going to deal him within the division. And somebody is, if he's traded by Houston, and if I'm Houston, I don't trade him. But if he is traded by Houston, he is going to get the kind of draft pick haul that the Colts are going to be unwilling to pay. And then as kind of wild card at 15-1, and this is sort of off the board because I think Mac Jones is most likely the drafted guys, the guys coming out in the draft, to be that guy for the Colts. I got Trey Lance at 15-1. Maybe they trade up for him. If he falls far enough, he'd be the perfect guy. If you're going to go get a guy like Matt Ryan, and I don't think it's going to be Matt Ryan, and I don't even have him on the board. But if you're going to go get somebody like Matt Ryan, who's going to be 36, you want somebody in waiting, Trey Lance is that guy. Really, 1 year of college football, a limited number of snaps. He's going to have to learn the position and learn how to play in the NFL, but man, does he have all the tools. So if you were going to go with like a two-fold strategy where you get the guy for today and you get the guy for tomorrow, if you could get Matt Ryan and then trade up for Trey Lance, that is a lot of equity being exercised in order to, you know, fill that quarterback position for the foreseeable future. But still, I think that there's a chance that that kind of thing happens. Let's talk about the Purdue Boilermakers. Yesterday, they played a kind of a matinee in the afternoon, a 5 o'clock game at Minnesota at the Barn. They lose that game 71-68 on a banked three, for God's sake, which is absolutely ridiculous. Marcus Carr with a great shot, I guess. It went in, right? So it's a great shot. But Trevion Williams was called for a travel that wasn't a travel. I don't know whether it was a foul, but it sure as hell wasn't a travel. And so I don't know what the official was looking at. Something else should have been called. Maybe Purdue gets that ball and they put it in the bucket if that travel isn't called, however it was. And so Purdue gets the loss. Now, let's face it, Boilermaker fans, they've won games like that. So it kind of does even out in the end. But Purdue, they lose yesterday. The Pacers, they end a four-game losing streak at Detroit. They win 111-95. Really good defense, minus the third quarter where it kind of went away on them. They made a change in the starting lineup, which I called for yesterday. Nate Bjorkman, listening to the show, acting on my advice, moves Doug McDermott into the starting lineup and moves, Jeremy Lamb out. And Jeremy Lamb was terrific last night. 3 of 3 from beyond the arc, scoring 17 points. Good for the Pacers. Pacers traveling to Atlanta tomorrow. The Hoosiers, they take on the Buckeyes tomorrow at noon. Indiana, I'm not going to say they need this win because they're playing against the number 4 Buckeyes, but they could get it. You know, when Indiana shows up, they can play good basketball for stretches. They are a weird team to play against because you really don't know which Indiana team is going to show up from possession to possession. much less from game to game. And that makes him tough to prepare for, I think. But if you watched Purdue yesterday, you saw how Indiana can enter the post with Trayce Jackson-Davis. They don't do it like that. They don't attack defenses in the way Purdue does. And I just kind of don't get it. Travion Williams is a beast underneath. Trayce Jackson-Davis needs to go to the Travion Williams school of, hey, I'm going to move people out. I'm going to get the damn ball, and I'm going to put it in a bucket. You out of your mind? That's what Trayce Jackson-Davis needs to do. He needs to go to Travion Williams, his school of hard knocks, and learn how to play down low. We'll see if he can get that done tomorrow. Butler plays at Georgetown tomorrow at 1:30. That game's on the CBS Sports Network, which doesn't get a lot of clearance, which is too bad. Purdue plays again against Michigan State on Tuesday. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Kurt Eyring, happy birthday. Mike McDonald, John Loomis, happy birthday. Vop Ossoli, happy birthday. Danny Hubbard, Ted Austin, Paul Adams, Scott Umstead, the great Jim Coyle, Wendy Snyder, and you know who celebrates a birthday tomorrow? The great Terry Stacey, formerly of WIBC. Breaks my heart, it's formerly of WIBC. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. This afternoon, no Inside Indiana Sports Now, I don't think. If something happens, we're going to have something. But Friday, I got stuff to do this afternoon that you can't believe. So no Inside Indiana Sports Now. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Breakfast with Kent. Kent can't wait. Kent can't wait. How about that?